The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning, and we're down in Roaring Gulch. Good morning, honey.
Well, good morning. Can you hear yourself?
I can not hear that, but can you hear us okay, Savannah?
I can hear you perfectly.
Yeah, we're okay. So I'm going to flip this over to now you can hear
now
us.
Now we can hear us. That's fantastic. Good morning, everybody. Down here with just approximately 10,000 people. You know, what I'm always impressed with is that we always have this great line of people here who are so well-behaved.
Everybody's in good mood. They're going to be fed in a few minutes. Are you kidding? That's going great. But you know what? Every year it seems like we know more people that come through here. I wonder why that is. It's only been our sixth year we've been doing this. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Friday here in Roaring Gulch. We've got the Asphalt Cowboys and the Pancake Breakfast. Like we said, 10,000 people, 10,000 of our closest friends are wandering through here. Right now we're here with Linda and I and Nate. Good morning, Nate.
Morning to you, Carl. Good to be here. Second pancake breakfast for yours truly here in my glorious time living in Redding.
You know what? You know, I just like every time we come down here, it's always a little something different. Every year it's like, oh, okay, this isn't working, this isn't working. Today, the power wasn't working, so we had to run a power line across the sidewalk here, and thanks to our friends over at Don Burton. Because give a shout out to Don Burton and from Kay Shasta, you know, that he said, hey, use mine like this. So we're back on the air before we were off.
Hey, why don't we find out what the weather is, Savannah?
Absolutely. Currently it is 64 degrees, gonna get up to a high of 73 with a low of 55. Saturday is gonna be a high of 76, low of 57. And Sunday's looking at a high of 76, low of 44. And our weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They're family-owned and operated, so you can give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right, and they are a family-owned business, like you said, but they're also a veteran-owned business. And Chuck and Judy just won a prestigious honor from the state for hiring veterans, and we can't say enough about that. 365-3793. Now, Linda. Spencer is in the studio with a hound I've never heard of before. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning. So this morning I brought with me Ace.
Okay. Hello, Spencer.
Hello. Good morning.
Okay, we got you now.
Okay. So this morning I brought with me a tree walking hound. It's a tri-collared hound. His name is Ace. He's about 8 months old. Wonderful dog. He's just sitting here really well-behaved in the studio, minding his own business, and just sitting here nice and calm and relaxed. Ace is rated for a home with kids 5 and older, and he would love to find a forever family today. He heard his name.
I heard a little bark there.
Yeah, we heard a little bark going on there. Okay, now, what's he look like? You say he's a tri-colored hound, and he's a tree walker. What's he mean? He's a tree walker, a tree climber? What was that?
It's a tree walking hound. It's a specific breed of hound. He's primarily white. He's got some black spots on him mixed in with a little bit of brown. That's what I mean when I say tri-collar. He's got big, huge, droopy ears that droop down longer than his face. Absolutely adorable.
Well, you know what? This sounds like another dog that somebody needs to take home. How are we doing on our dogs? Are we getting all of our animals adopted that have come through here?
Absolutely we are.
Well, you know, you can't beat that. Anything else going on, Spencer, with Haven Humane?
You know, at the moment, all we want to do right now is we want to just throw a shout-out and thank everybody that showed up last Saturday for our dog-a-thon. It turned out to be a great event. And we were just so thankful that the community got together and came out and supported the local animal shelter. So thank you for anybody that showed up.
Well, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, Spencer, good luck, and let us know what's happening with your tree walking hound.
Will do.
Okay, Ahan, gosh, we were talking about, like we said, the line is going down the street here, but it's taking like 2 minutes to get people through. And we're just seeing all types of different cowboys walking through here. Nate, why don't you see if you can gather up Sheriff Pope right over there? See if he wants to come over and see you, because he's an asphalt cowboy, and he's been a cowboy for a long time. Linda, what do you like about this?
Well, right now I'm looking there and see Bruce Middleton. He's the one, he's a realtor who sold us our house.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm going to talk to him.
Once he looks up out of his phone. You know, that's really funny, because that's that whole, what I'm talking about, the phone is, the cell phones, people are looking down. You know, we're always saying, try to look up, to see you, then you can connect with people, and hi, well, hello. You know, we're just saying hello to all of our friends here. We're going to be interviewing people as they're in line, waiting to go to have their beautiful pancake breakfast. And, Carl, this is, what, our sixth year of doing this. We're live remote. We're right out here with the best seat in town.
We are. We can see everybody's are coming through here. And we're looking at, again, we're seeing the Clydesdale horse was here earlier and was making the rounds with people getting their photo taken with them. And we've seen everybody that's, you know, that lives in this immediate area is here. And they're getting a great couple of pancakes and sausage and orange juice and milk and all types of great things like that. And so we're looking, and we're also looking at different people that are coming through here. So, anywhere from motorcycle guys to kids that are sitting here with, wanting to see what the stuff we're doing. What else? Okay. Julie DePrada, come down. Julie, come in and grab a seat here.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hey,
well,
Julie.
You can try to hear on the headphone. How's that?
It's a little better.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good morning. What's going on? You got your Chicks and Chaps shirt. I will see you today. I'm going to change.
Yes, I am so excited for Chicks and Chaps. Our third year, right?
Yeah, it's our third year, and I have the buckle from year number two.
Yes, you do. Are you wearing it today?
Oh, heck yeah.
Ooh,
I got it
nice.
All laid out.
Nice.
Yeah, so what are you doing here this morning?
I'm having, breakfast with my closest friends in Redding, California.
All right. Did you bring your kids?
Yes. He's at Dutch Brothers right now.
Okay. Of course, and the Dutch Brothers must have obviously donated all the cups this morning for the coffee.
Well, yeah, of course, because they're nice people.
Yeah, so I'm probably the coffee as well. So it's all over downtown. We love it. Come down and join us. Julie, you're out and about. What's up with your life today? What are you working on?
Well, I have to go to work, so I have to go to CAPSI, and then I am going to be heading straight over and pretty much
Rodeo events.
Rodeoing.
Yeah, rodeoing
the rest of the time.
Okay, well, thanks for coming over and saying hello. You're always a fresh face to see.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right, we got the sheriff here, Sheriff Jim Pope. Jim, come on over and grab a seat here. We're going to take a quick break. Savannah, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You're looking for great coffee, everything. You go to Espresso Joe's, walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the Northern California area with a walk-in humidor that'll knock your socks off. All this is a better-known business. Tobacco and Brew, Joe and Shelley are just such great people. Going down to 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, Savannah, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol. For all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything inside the store. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in KCNR 1460. We're down in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of our closest friends. The Asphalt Cowboys are putting on their pancake breakfast as usual. Welcome back. It is Carl and the Divide here at 7:16 in the morning here. It's a beautiful day.
Well, people are up bright and early this morning, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh. Not only are they up, they're feisty. They're feisty.
Am I on?
There you are. And I can hear you fine.
You know what? I'll tell you what. We're sitting here where we've always been before with Jim Pope is sitting down with us right now. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, folks. Happy you're here.
Well, we're happy we're here, too. Consider the alternative. Yeah. Jim, how long have you been doing this?
Well, probably since about... been involved since about 1966 when the Shasta County Sheriff's Posse had the rodeo, and then I've been active in the Cowboys since about 1990.
Okay, so 1966, that's when Linda wasn't born yet, yeah. And I was barely in high school. So.
I thought maybe you just got out of boot camp.
Did you notice the amazing tongue-in-cheek there?
It was close to that. Anyway, Jim, what's this mean to put on something like this when you have, the Asphalt Cowboys been doing this a long time. What's it mean to do something like this?
Well, I think it's a really important part of our community, a tradition now for actually the Cowboys, 62 years. I think I went my first one back when I was in high school. And, I think this brings people together like the fair kind of. You see people here every year I see people that I haven't seen since last year. And it's really nice. And people just enjoy this so much. I just asked a lady a few minutes ago, hey, you having fun? Oh, I love it. We love this each year. So it brings people together from all over the county and it's just a good thing going for, you know, the world's not in a really good situation right now, and to bring our community together with faithful people in Shasta County is
yeah, and you know, any money goes to a good cause, and you know, it just helps people. You know what? And we appreciate the Asphalt Cowboys. We appreciate you, Jim.
Yeah, well, the Cowboys do a lot in the community. They share, you know, donated police dogs to us, the funding they've got from these kind of events, and their search and rescue operation. They're part of the sheriff's help when we have a real emergency crisis, uh-huh. Like the Fountain Fire. They can put up chairs and feed 2,000 people in just real quick.
That's right. Okay. Sheriff Jim Pope. Thanks a lot, Sheriff, for everything you've done for our community and for everything you continue to do.
Well, I'm just happy to be here sharing with you and sharing with the folks, and just appreciate the things you and Linda do for our community. You're involved in everything, and of course, being a former veteran, that blesses me.
This is, I tell you what, this is a great community. Linda and I love it here. I mean, we really love it here. So, you know, anything we can do like this, you know, and everybody kind of pulls together, you know, we saw that this morning, you know, when people need help, people are there to help.
That's right.
I think there's probably history made every pancake breakfast. On some level, somebody sees an act of kindness. They witness just a real brethren and all that kind of thing. Well, thank you, Jim Pope, for being with us this morning. We've got Randy Smith Moore from the Asphalt Cowboys and all kinds of, you know what, just hang in there because you don't know just who we're going to have sitting in that chair this morning.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Jim.
God bless you, our friends.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, again, like we're here with our, like I said, you know, the pancake breakfast. People are lined up right here, but they're moving through very fast. I tell you, they are popping pancakes today. That's for sure. We're gonna get Dr. Randy Smith in. Dr. Smith, come on in here. With that big hat of yours,
we're live on the air
you know
right
what?
Now.
Maybe we can get that hat inside the tent here. Maybe not.
Dr. Smith, you know, we know you're so involved with the community cleanup, the creek cleanup. You write the most beautiful, eloquent letters. You're involved with movements. You've done so much beyond the fact that you had saved a lot of lives probably in this community and then on, so on and forth. What does this pancake breakfast mean for you this morning?
Well, this pancake breakfast is one of the very finest things that Redding does for itself, and it shows the community coming together year after year. It's all a great tribute to our village, and just glad to be here.
So you call it a village this morning when you see, would you say, how many years has it been for you that you've been coming down to the pancake breakfast?
Well, 41.
All right. So now when you look, does that just fly by at lightning speed?
Yes.
I just imagine. So we've been like, I think this is 6 years or 7 years now, probably 7 years now that we've been down here at the Gulch. Don't they call this the Gulch?
Roaring Gulch.
The Roaring Gulch, downtown, right across from the Cascade Theater. And when we see how many people are just go through here and the kindness of the strangers' faces, it warms your heart.
Absolutely.
Well, we thank you, Randy.
Thank
you. And
just
wanted to have you get on the air this morning and let us tell you how much we love you.
Well,
and we appreciate you and Judy.
You do so much for this. I know Linda's saying, I'm over here talking to another water person, Mike Michalak, who'll be on in a couple minutes. But the things you do for our community and cleaning up and the way you care about our community and our rivers and our lakes.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate the fact that Free Fire Radio is keeping these issues in front of the people. It's very important.
Well,
thank you.
It is important. We don't want to lose that. That's so much of our community. Okay.
Thank you, Randy.
Okay, Gary Moore's here, and he's giving directions because that's what he does. Gary, hop on in here, buddy. Okay, Gary Moore, by the way, more than just an Asphalt Cowboy, if that is possible, but he also heads up all the public relations up at the Veterans Home and does a wonderful job and the Speedway.
Thank you. It's been very busy. I dug up some numbers for you, and I thought you might want to hear these.
Fantastic. Can we hear those numbers,
so
Gary?
So today we will go through 650 gallons of pancake batter.
It's kind of hard to see that in your mind's eye, isn't it?
It is. 2,500 pounds of dry mix for the pancake batter, 13,375 sausages, 7,000 cartons of orange juice, 4,500 cartons of milk, and 900 gallons of water.
Wow.
And we're in a water shortage.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah, that's right. So really good. And, you know, right about now is the time where it gets really busy down here. But it's important to let people know that the lines move pretty quickly.
You know what? We see people move through from the time they hit us right here. We're on the other end of not the other end, but we can see.
Right across from Market Street in front of Vintner's.
Right. We're right down. In fact, come on down, say hello, get a cup of coffee. And but people are moving through. They'll stop. They'll hesitate for us, and we can wave at everybody. They can wave at us. And then they move through. The next time we see them, they've got pancakes.
It's so much fun.
It's
quite the effort. And I was telling somebody a little bit earlier, you know, it's not just the 36 Asphalt Cowboys that can put this on by themselves. There's no way. We've got the Sons of Italy here. We've got the CCC here. We've got trustees here. A lot of people who are volunteering.
Trustees from
Shasta County.
All right. That's that group. I saw them there. Yeah.
It is that group.
This is their way of this is part of their community service.
That is
and
correct.
And they come out and they do a good job.
Yeah. And they get time off of their sentence for the way I understand it.
And they do. And, you know, these are sentences could be anywhere from driving intoxicated to other things. But doing this, and they come out and they're they do a good job. They're under supervision, of course, but.
Yeah, well, the way that the sheriff's department was telling me this morning, a lot of these trustees, they're trying to make their name good, and they're trying to get out from under the bad that they've got. So we appreciate them, and we couldn't do it without them. We appreciate that. The Reading Rodeo Association is here helping out. Budweiser Clydesdale is here from Foothill Distributing, Gary Burks and Company, Lance Brown and everybody. So we're very pleased of everybody's involvement in the whole event.
Well, I tell you what, y'all do a good job now. You got Shasta Speedway rolling. Well, I tell you, that was good too. And we are proud to be associated with you all on that. So
this year is going to be pretty spectacular, especially that NASCAR event coming up on May 30th. That is something that we weren't really expecting to pull off this year. Uh-huh. But we've done it, and it will be a big deal.
I tell you what, are you going to have that celebrity run? You're going to try and do that celebrity
I just got
race?
A notice yesterday they're trying to put together a celebrity race for that evening.
Well, Linda's in for it.
All right. Oh. I heard about that.
Only if I can have Carl be my strapped-in passenger, because that's my way to get even. Through
there he
all.
Goes. I'm just going to sit there. I'll be the crash dummy.
Perfect. Okay? I'll make sure you're contacted okay. about that, and we'll let you drive.
Gary Moore, thank you so much for what you do for
Thanks
our community,
for
amigo.
All right. Appreciate that.
Thank
hey, come
you.
Back closer to the end of the show,
and tell
we'll
us
find
how
out
we've
what
done.
You've seen.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thank you.
You know what? There's we're seeing everybody here, and we're gonna. I tell you what, I'm gonna pop off here and say, hey, Savannah, you got us there, hon?
I can hear you.
Okay. Look, we're gonna take a quick break now, and then we're gonna come back with Mike Michalak from the Fly Shop and a couple of his comments. So, hey, Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional is people well. Not only that, but they're in the top 50 of cardiac treatment in the nation. Shasta Regional Medical Center. They know treating people well can change their lives, and they do a great job. It's their 70th anniversary last night. And they had a gala on this. Well, it wasn't a big gala, but it was 70 years in the business. Shasta Regional Medical Center giving outstanding care. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. The time is 7:30 on Friday. Come on down to Roaring Goats and say hello.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Howdy, folks. Nate Abarea here. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Destination North State. Each hour-long show will be direct from special spots in the heart of Northern California, featuring the people and the places that make this region so unique. You'll hear the beautiful and the gritty sides of the North State that we call our own. Made possible by Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders, and Yaks on the Five in Dunsmuir. It's Destination North State every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bob. Good morning, Evan. I hope you're having a good time. We're down here in Roaring Gulch with a few thousand of our closest friends. I won't say it's 10,000 right now, but it's close to that. It's 7:30 in the morning on Friday, right here. We're here with a number of people. Come keep walking by here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Talk about somebody that started his business during a tough time of the recession 6 years ago. John Bastiani has thrived. And why? Because of customer service. Because he prides himself on having everything a customer could want in both guns and ammo. Give him a call at 222-8222 and find out what you want. He'll come down, you go down to his shop, and they have anything you could want, plus they have professionals working behind the counters there that are there to help you find the weapon of your choice. John Bastiani and Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know, here's somebody I've been trying to get on the radio for a couple of months now. Mike Michalak. Mike, how you doing, buddy? Hop
good,
in there. Get right there. There you go. Move in close to the mic because it's noisy out here. Mike Michalak, he and his wife Bertha, who is just a lovely lady, own the Fly Shop, the premier fly shop in the world. I could say that, right?
You can say that because it's true.
Because it's true. Yeah. Now, one of the things that we don't see Mike a lot because Mike is always on the go here, and on the fishing with trips and this and finding new places for people to fish. But you chose Reading many years ago because you liked Reading.
I love Reading. As a matter of fact, I remember, you know, almost 40 years ago, my daughter sat down in my lap and we pulled out a map of the United States. And I said, until that time, I'd always gone where my company told me to go or where business led me. And I said, you know, I'm going to sit down and pick where I want to live in the whole world. And I chose Reading. And we moved here and I've loved every minute of it since.
And you know what? You brought to Reading. Was it the idea from the very beginning was the fly shop or something like the fly shop?
Yeah. No. Well, it was multifold. When I began the fly shop again almost 40 years ago, I had a wonderful young partner. Neither of us are too young anymore. Brad Jackson, who's since gone on to great big things in the finance world, and we decided that Reading needed a fly shop. We started that business with the help of Sandy Watts, who was our realtor then and who works for me now, has worked for me for decades. And we pulled in to a little tiny spot owned by Larry Mack behind the then Angelo's Pizza Parlor. And Larry Mack was a great landlord for the first couple of years and a great guy. I'm sure we'll see the Mack family here. They're part of Reading. They're, you know, just wonderful out here. Everybody's got a smile on their face.
Isn't this something here?
It really is. And everybody in Reading that wears the manure on the outside of their boots is invited, as long as they bring a smile.
Well, you know what? You don't even have to have manure on your boots. You can be running. You could have red running shoes that I'm looking at right now, Nikes, and people are here to have a great time. You know, one of the things that you were in the news lately was in the fishing. You know, in this temporary closure of the sack around on right here in Reading, and I really liked what you did. You stood up and said this is not a good idea, and this is the reasons why. But once the decision was made,
we support it. We'll support whatever it is that Fish and Game eventually chooses to do with regard to management of our fisheries. And you know, the fact that we disagree is just part of the world that goes along. But you know, it's the everyone seems to be up in arms about the salmon period. You know, I watched the protest with regard to the Clear Creek pulsing. You know, frankly, there's good biologic reasons for that. The Sacramento River closure in the upper Sacramento is in a very short section. It lasts only until the 1st of August. It's something the Fish and Game, I think, believed that they had to do. And, you know, let's hope that it helps.
Okay. You know, I was just at the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishing Club Wednesday, and the guy in charge of the fishing program came up and talked about this new program they're talking about that's going to be trucking fish to the other side of Lake Shasta. Lake Shasta. It's going to be like $1 billion worth of trucking fish up there and releasing them. Have you heard about that one?
Well, that's been in the paper for years. You know, this is...
Well, they're serious now.
This borders on bizarre, but...
It was interesting watching him try to explain this.
God.
You know, it borders on bizarre. I like that. So that's a good way to explain it. So,
you know, this is, I mean, imagine, you know, read the books of, you know, from 150 years ago, and you read about the upper Sacramento and about how horses would refuse to cross the river in the very shallow sections up towards Dunsmuir because, you know, they were so packed with salmon. That, you know, that the smell and when the salmon was spawning, you know, could be detected from, you know, 50 miles away inland.
50 miles inland, you know, but there's that many of them, huh?
Oh, it just wasn't, you know, it was incredible. Up and down California or, you know, so many wonderful books about the Sacramento River. Imagine that the confluence of the Sacramento River and the American River, many people in Redding have been there, but the confluence of the Sacramento and the American River at Discovery Park in Sacramento was about 50 feet deep, and you could see the bottom. You could count every pebble in the bottom. It was so clear. You know, it's a far different river than we see today.
Well, I tell you what, this is the things that you've done for the river, things you've done for our community. I just want to thank you out loud in front of everybody, Mike Michalak. You and your wife, Bertha, Bertha's right over there on the other side talking to Linda. Wow, what a surprise that is.
It's in the cowboy Carl and cowgirl Linda, I'll tell you what. Carl's in here. You know, Carl, I'll tell you what, not a lot of men can wear pink, but you pull it off very, very well. Everybody should be here to see you and your...
Think pink.
And your sweat-stained cowboy hat. And,
there you go. I've had that a long time.
It's the real deal. Hey, I wanted to say just a minute.
Okay, sure.
You know that Saturday's the Armed Forces of Celebration Day in Siskiyou County.
It is,
and
yes.
They're doing this at the Siskiyou County Fairgrounds. But I don't know how many people in Redding have ever been to the Veterans Memorial on Highway 97. If you're up there headed towards Klamath Falls, or if you're not, it's a wonderful, wonderful place to go. And you know, if you appreciate outdoor art, you know, it's an absolutely spectacular memorial that, you know, with a beautiful view of Goat Mountain and, quite a sight, quite a sight.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. And that is a great place to go out there on that for those, all the statues, everything that's going on up in Siskiyou County, thanking veterans. Mike Michalak, Mike and Bertha Michalak, the Fly Shop. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, 7:37 in the morning. It's Friday. It's a beautiful day down here in Roaring Gulch.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are, always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
we join Bob, the Mount Shasta spring water drop. We find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta spring water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, or drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta spring water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
But tell me, back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Gosh, let me see what time it is here. And my brand new computer, it's, 7:41 in the morning down here. But you know what? You wouldn't know that by being here because there are thousands of people that are already corner of where Market Street Steakhouse is and Union Bank and, of course, Vintage Wine. And everybody's here to for one reason. It's to get this great pancake breakfast that the Asphalt Cowboys are offering at this time. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. Leonard and his associates have everything you could possibly imagine for jewelry, estate jewelry of the very finest quality. Linda goes and shops there, so it has to be a good place. In fact, it's her birthday coming up, so I'm sure I'll be down there again this year to see if we can make her just as happy as she was last year. And you can. Great prices, everything you can imagine, plus the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Head on down, say hello to Leonard. Hey, I'm standing here, sitting here, I should say, with Lance Goble, who is the president of Foothill Distributing. And today, you've got horses.
We do, Carl. Yeah, we're so excited to be down here at the Pancake Breakfast. We've got one of the Budweiser Clydesdale here, Lester.
Lester?
Yes.
This horse is, you know, this is one of those, this is like that guy that's 6'6 that you named Percy. You're not going to say anything to him. You're not going to say anything to Lester here either.
No, he gets to be called whatever he wants to be called.
You know, how big is he? I mean, do you have any stats on this horse?
Yeah, he's about 18 hands, a little over 2,000 pounds, about a ton. So, big boy.
A ton of horse. I see people standing beside a big guy standing beside it, and he's resting his chin on their head.
Yeah, no, they get very comfortable. The handlers and the horses, they travel together all throughout the year. You know, they really lean on each other on the road, literally.
You know, I tell you what, I took a horseshoeing class, farrier class. One of the things we learned is how horses can so slowly shift their weight to you. They don't just drop it on you. It's just slowly, and all of a sudden you realize you're holding up a horse while he's kind of leaning into you while you're doing his feet. The whole team's here. I mean, we have, the Budweiser team horse, Clydesdales are here.
They are. It's quite an operation these guys set up. They're over in the tent by Turtle Bay right now. The other nine guys that didn't come to breakfast. It's, you know, three trailers, seven guys that travel with them, 10 horses.
Wow.
They're here to...
And that's a lot of horse.
Oh, it is.
Now, if you have not seen the way they handle that, I guess you call it the beer wagon.
Well, yeah,
I guess,
yeah, it's a wagon.
Yeah, the wagon. This thing, first of all, it's a huge wagon.
It's a historic Studebaker wagon.
Yeah. And it's got, of course, the driver, and it's got an assistant driver, and the dog. The Dalmatian, of course, is there.
Chip.
And what they can do with these horses and how they can turn these horses and these horses, how they used to maneuver these wagons into back into the breweries, how they could back it in, turn it sideways.
Yeah,
if you have not seen that, you need to come to the rodeo.
Yeah, tonight. You really do. I mean, there's really nobody that's doing this type of demonstration anymore where you're hooking eight horses to a wagon.
Uh-huh.
And then to see Doug and Todd, the two guys that drive the Clydesdales, it's amazing. It's really incredible.
I mean, this, and you know, this driving, I mean, the way he's having to maneuver these reins, I just wonder how much those reins weigh.
Well, they're about 75 pounds of pull on you. I mean, you'll notice the drivers typically tend to be larger guys. You know, Doug's about 6'2", Todd's about, you know, almost 6'4".
Uh-huh.
Big, strong guys.
Well, these, I was just thinking about that. I was watching them. I said, it's one thing to control them. You can have your horses well trained, but my gosh, just the weight of all of this and trying to pull the reins all at one time and give the right signals and the cues to the horses. They must do a lot of work.
Yeah, well, even in the best circumstances with the best performing horses, it's still a lot of work, still a very physical task.
Well, you know, I just love it, the fact that Budweiser has stuck with the horses. The commercials, everything is, it's so special. But it kind of talks about stability and a sense of history.
Well, you know, a lot of us that are a little older, you know, we may have friends and family that you could go see draft horses, you know, when we were children. Now for kids, it's really tough to see big horses unless, you know, the Clydesdales happen to be in town. I mean, it's really the last group that's really doing anything great with the draft horse today.
The only way I can think of it is maybe to go back to Pennsylvania, to Amish country, where they still use horses.
Yeah,
and that. But that's the only time you'd see it. But you're right. This is, to be able to see this is history.
Really like going back in time. Yeah,
it is.
It's a great show.
Well, you know, Foothill Distributing, I mean, we're talking Budweiser and the horses, but you guys do a whole lot for our community.
Well, thank you, Carl. No, we're very proud of our association with the community, and we love Reading and all the areas we service. I think we all feel very lucky to live in a great place like Reading, and it is really a privilege to be a partner in some of these events, like the Reading Rodeo.
It is. And, you know, this is something that we get behind several events a year. I mean, we get behind all events, but some of them more. And the Reading Rodeo, maybe it's because I like rodeo and that I was raised in rodeo that we've gotten into it so much. But, you know, that is also part of Americana.
Oh, it really is. I'm the son of a saddle bronc rider. So, you know,
Have you ever thought about it? Have you ridden?
Oh, I mean, we've had horses. I've ridden all my life. I think my dad tried to, you know, do a better job with me, maybe. So
So you know the culture.
Oh, yeah. No, I love rodeo. So I'm always thrilled to be down here for the week.
Well, you know, I really like what you said, because I think that's how all of us that live here, when people, because we have friends that lived all over the world, and Linda and I have ended up in Redding, California, and they go, Redding, California. And I said, you know what? It's kind of like, if I have to explain it to you, you wouldn't understand.
Yeah, no, as a transplant as well, I mean, I just feel so lucky to be here.
Yeah.
I used to travel with the Clydesdales when I was younger, much younger, and kind of went all over the place, and this is one of the best communities in the West.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is.
I have a quick question to ask. Oftentimes, because of their size, I think the Clydesdales are misunderstood animals. Would you say that there's a different disposition? Although they are horses, there's a different disposition with the Clydesdale?
Well, you know, they've really been bred to be steady workhorses. But, you know, in the case of the Budweiser horses, they are handled, you know, so much. They're around people every day. I mean, you see the horse down here at the pancake breakfast, thousands of people milling around, people petting the horse. Really just does not faze him at all. And I think, you know, any horse that you handled to that degree would get pretty good, you know, pretty yeah. broke, if you will.
Well, so. we're here with Lance Goble, who is the president of Foothill Distributing for here. They've got the horses, the Clydesdales. They do a lot for our community. And we just wanted to bring you by and thank you, Lance.
Well, yeah, thanks, Carl. Well, and thanks for all you do.
Well, you know what? We need to have you back on for a much longer time, and we can talk about, you know, business, and because I know you're one of our top businessmen also here in the town.
Well, that's very kind. Well, now you're going past the line a little bit, but yeah,
well,
we're really happy to be here.
Well, and you know, just to have, because we believe that Reading is we hopefully all is on the verge of taking another big step forward.
I think you're right. I think we're really on the rise here.
Great. Okay, Lance Goble. President of Foothill Distributing, thank you so much. Hey, we're going to take
you.
A quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, we're down at Roar and Goats. Come on back. We're going to have Sheriff Tom Basinko with us.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything inside the store. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista.
Here's a plan to keep your diesel fuel from gelling when the temperature drops below 30 degrees. Plan A is to add a white bottle of Power Service Diesel Fuel Supplement plus C10 Boost every time you fill up. It prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But if your fuel has already gelled, it's time for Plan B. Add a red bottle of Power Service Diesel 911 to restore the flow of fuel and get your engine running again. Learn more at powerservice.com. Get Power Service at auto and farm and ranch stores nationwide.
Howdy, folks. Nate Abarea here. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Destination North State. Each hour-long show will be direct from special spots in the heart of Northern California, featuring the people and the places that make this region so unique. You'll hear the beautiful and the gritty sides of the North State that we call our own. Made possible by Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders, and Yaks on the Five in Dunsmuir. It's Destination North State every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
Michael W. Smith.
An evening of music with Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 6 p.m., show at 7 p.m. with Michael W. Smith.
Speaks to your heart.
Makes you feel good.
It's uplifting.
I sing my heart out.
Michael W. Smith, the songs you remember, and new music from the new album, Sovereign. Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com. Call 229-0022 or at the Reading Civic box office. Don't miss Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The new album, Sovereign, available now.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, Linda, good morning. How are you looking? Hey, is it starting to warm up here or what?
Oh, the sun is starting to come shoot in, and we love exactly where we are. Every year we've been in the same location, come down. You know, you can't help but miss us because we're right here when you're standing in line for the pancakes. But the line's going rather quickly, and there's reportedly 10,000 people a year at plus that go through. And, you know, of course, Gary Moore was on this morning talking about the amazing statistics. But speaking of statistics,
We have
our sheriff, Tom Basinko, who we just love so much. Love.
He has
dear in our hearts. We appreciate and respect him so much. Good morning,
Sheriff Basinko. Good morning, Carl and Linda. Thanks for coming out to the big breakfast with 10,000 of our friends and neighbors.
Well, you know, it's only the sixth year in a row we've done this. Now, everybody else has a Asphalt Cowboy green apron. But you have a special one.
Mine says Sheriff Tom on it.
That's good, because in case, you know, you have a crazed terrorist, you want them to identify people right away.
And I'm also packing my gun.
Oh, well, that's even better.
Absolutely.
You know what?
I'm also an asphalt cowboy.
Hey, do you get into the fast draw contest?
I don't.
Because you just shame everybody, right?
Yeah, and they don't have autos. It's six guns.
You know what? I kind of wish they went back to that. You know, so y'all could be carrying those little 45s. And
I still have a couple in my safe.
Hey, do you have any problems? Does the county have any problems during this time? I mean, we got a big rodeo going on.
The rodeo's within the city and the pancake breakfast. The rodeo's great. Family night was Wednesday night. Had a great time and some great rides there.
A lot of people there
for family night.
We had about, what, maybe 10 people that we knew that went and said the energy was amazing.
They had some great rides.
Everybody raved about Wednesday night.
Yep. Yeah, and which means then is that tonight's going to be wild. We're going to be there tonight.
You know, Linda's tomorrow night.
And tomorrow night. Linda's going to the
Chicks and Chaps today.
All right. There you go, hon.
Saturday will be the champion rides.
The champion challenge. Champions challenge, and we're going to be there. Wouldn't miss that.
You can still get tickets for the Reading Rodeo, so come on out.
Really?
I think so. Check with the ticket booth.
Well, I tell you what, John Growney has offered Linda and I a chance to go behind the scenes, and he's going to escort us down there so we can take a look and talk to these world champion cowboys.
And those are some great athletes on their championship, whether they're riding Bronx or riding bulls, roping calves.
I tell you, John was on the show the other day, and they have bred they've bred bulls to the point that it is hard to ride them.
Those bulls are athletes in themselves. They're well trained for their bucking.
You know, people don't realize that they're chosen, not only chosen, but also trained.
Trained and then ranked for their championships. They also get championship bulls. And the bulls are very intelligent. They can feel the cowboy, and they'll change up their routine and throw them off.
You know, he said, it's funny. He says the first time, I've been breeding them for generations. He said the first time they get in a chute, he says, you'll look at them. You'll look at their faces and look at their eyes. And when they look out into the arena, they know what they're there for.
Yep.
It's not a surprise. They know what they're there for.
That is great.
Is that kind of like going on stage first time with the Gold Diggers there, baby?
No.
Oh, okay. You didn't know what you weren't in the shoot, first of all.
I wasn't like bred to know that's what I was there for. But, that was, and in fact, it was really interesting that, that Grounding said that nobody's ever asked him that question, and he was interested in the fact that, you know, he's so involved with the stock that, you know, it's so much more than a level of just like this critter that's got, you know, a skin on it, a hide. He goes into the spirit of it.
Absolutely.
And that is something that we're seeing today at this pancake breakfast. What starts right after this is the year-long preparation, Tom, with the Asphalt Cowboys, mm-hmm. and the week-long events. So much goes behind the dedication to the Asphalt Cowboy.
We're about 50 strong in our Asphalt Cowboys, a community organization. There was folks down here on Thursday setting up the tables and the stoves. And then last night there was probably folks down here at about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, starting to get the batter and the coffee going. We'll have about 350 pounds of coffee that we'll brew up today. And you heard some of the stats.
Yeah, you got people out helping you. You got some of your trustees out here, don't you?
Some of the inmate workers are down here helping as part of the community service, emptying the garbage and helping out there as well. They've helped out at the rodeo grounds, preparing some of the grounds there and picking up some trash and helping out as a community service. Absolutely.
Well, you know, I've been here since 6 o'clock today. I know you've been here longer than that, but I've been here since six, and it has been a steady stream of people going by here.
It is. But as you said earlier, the line is moving quickly. Folks can still come on down and buy some tickets and have a great breakfast of pancakes and sausage served by the Asphalt Cowboys. And you see just about everybody coming through the line from the community.
That's great. I tell you what, Sheriff Tom Basinko is our guest. And not only does Tom do this Asphalt Cowboy, but of course, he is a member of everything.
Rotary, Elks, Moose, Blue Knights, which is a motorcycle group, Harley Owners Group. and several others.
I just wished you were more of a member of the community, Tommy, and you know that you would like join some things so you would people would see you at more often.
And I just don't join them to be a member. It's about working and contributing back to the community as well.
Well, if you do that, that's for sure.
Oh, I can't forget Reading Rotary, Rodeo Association. I'm in that as well.
Oh yeah, that's right. So how do you know what shirt to wear?
Well, I do get confused sometimes. Right now, I'm wearing the yellow shirt for the Asphalt Cowboys, well, since I'm cooking up some pancakes that are guaranteed to arrest your appetite. And then tonight, I'll have on the red shirt for the Reading Rodeo Association.
Okay.
Well, we're looking forward to tonight. And again, let's not forget that tomorrow is the rodeo parade.
Absolutely.
And that begins o'clock. At what time?
10 o'clock in the morning. We're all KCNR is going to be covering that. We've got three teams out there: Linda and I, Nate and his partner, and then. Dr. Maria Salas and Molly Kidd. All
so
going to be out.
All along the route announcing for the Asphalt Cowboys
That's right.
Exchange Club.
That's right. And by the way, we have to take a break. It's 8 o'clock here. We're going to be back after the news, of course, and we've got a bunch of people lined up that we want to talk to you. Come on down to Roaring Gulch. Come out and join us for the best pancake breakfast you're ever going to have right here on KCNR 1460.
Help the victims of that crash. He says he was wearing only flip-flops at the time.
I ran back to shut the vehicle off, and running back down the tracks to go, I hit a big piece of wood. It managed to get in between the toes and actually get a nice hole inside. So I didn't really worry about that. I felt the pain, but it didn't really bug me. I still knew the fact that there's people still to save.
Meanwhile, Amtrak CEO Joseph Boardman says that the company takes full responsibility for the wreck that killed at least 8 people and injured more than 200 others. At Wall Street in early trading, it's been a mixed bag, but for the most part, slow moving in both directions. Dow was down. Now it's back up by about 1.5 points. Output at U.S. factories, mines, and utilities fell for a fifth straight month as oil and gas drillers continued to cut back.
The Federal Reserve says overall industrial production declined 0.3% in April, following a similar size decrease the month before. The figure suggests just the weakness in manufacturing and mining remains a large drag on the economy. Oil and gas drilling activity fell 14.5%, its fourth straight double-digit decline. Manufacturing output was unchanged, while utility production fell 1.3%.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. President Obama is welcoming a Senate vote to advance legislation allowing him to negotiate trade deals that Congress can support or reject, but not change.
The approach that we're taking here, I think, is the right one, not just for big U.S. businesses, but also for small U.S. businesses.
The president spoke a few hours after Republicans and about a dozen Democrats agreed to begin formal debate on the trade bill that the president would like to see passed. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
President Obama has agreed to expand U.S. military cooperation with anxious allies in the Persian Gulf. We get more from SRN's Greg Cluxton.
Calling it an important meeting, the president said progress was made in his Camp David talks with 6 Persian Gulf countries. Leaders from the Arab states met with Mr. Obama at his presidential retreat here in Maryland's Catoctin Mountains, where they expressed their concerns about Iran and other security threats. The president pledged unity and expanded U.S. cooperation. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Thurmont, Maryland.
A former top aide to Osama bin Laden has been sentenced to life in prison for conspiring in the 1998 bombings of 2 U.S. embassies in Africa. A judge in New York sentenced Khaled al-Fawaz today. He was convicted this year. The attacks in Kenya and Tanzania killed 224 people combined. That included a dozen Americans. Prosecutors say that he was an al-Qaeda leader. This is SRN News. The cost of borrowing money to buy that new home continues to rise. Here's SRN's Rich Thomas.
Freddie Mac puts this week's average for a 30-year fixed-rate loan at 3.85%. That's up slightly from last week's average. The rate for the 15-year home loan also moved higher this week. Still, mortgage rates remain low by historic standards. A year ago, the 30-year rate was above 4%.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. A Wisconsin poultry processor is recalling more than 2,000 pounds of chicken. That's over concerns it may have been contaminated with an industrial disinfectant. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that the disinfectant that was used is not approved for use in poultry processing. The recall covers roughly 2,200 pounds of whole and cut chicken, 21 pounds of turkey pieces produced by Ridgeland-based AA Poultry Processing. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Oh, welcome back to the Hour of the Donkeys, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning here on this beautiful May day here in River City, Redding, California. I wasn't going to say Colorado.
Well, you know, we have people that actually do stream us from around the world. Good morning, everybody. And in case we can give you a beautiful visual here, oh, gosh, it's in the 70s. Maybe it's up to 70s right now. It started off at 57, so I think we're it's
closing
nice. The sun is
yeah,
it's right beautiful. On our face. It's a beautiful morning. It's cooler than it's been in the past here for the pancake breakfast down in what they call the Roaring Gulch. The estimated turnout of people is always 10,000 and plus. Sometimes it's 10,500, 10,700. Looks today like we're going to reach about 10,600, somewhere in there. But
how can you tell if it's 10,600?
Oh, I'm just guessing. Sounds important. So
I mean, I can understand because you're pretty close, but. I mean, I thought a lot of times you sit there and you just, you know, you're right.
And you know, that's a good segue because you know who sounds important? Cameron. Cameron Middleton is our guest this morning. Good morning. You're wearing a yellow shirt, and Cameron, you always sound important.
Well, good morning. I'm actually the furthest guy from important this morning. As the newest asphalt cowboy, I'm very low on the totem pole.
Isn't it? It's amazing how you got so much batter on you already.
It's incredible. At least I haven't been drinking any of the batter today, so that's a plus.
Well, that's because they've stopped making it with beer.
And it's early.
Hey, what do you do here? I mean, you're the newest cowboy?
Yes, actually, we have one newer. We have one new recruit who just came in, but I've only been a member since August.
How do you become a asphalt cowboy?
Well, you're asked by, some of the gentlemen, and usually have a sponsor that brings you in, and go through a battery of tests, so to speak, to make sure you've got the...
Is that a battery of tests?
Pun intended.
Yeah.
Make sure you can go through it and have the endurance, and if you can make it through a rodeo week, they decide to keep you.
Okay. Well, but I tell you what,
you've worked up your endurance through the years. We know that.
You have, and so how many pancakes are you flipping today, do you think?
I actually have the high honor of doing plates and cutlery. Today,
okay.
We call the plastic forks and knives cutlery around here.
You know what?
Here.
I know why that is. You've got to work your way up to flipping.
Oh, absolutely.
This isn't something they just give to the kids.
That takes years. And, boy, you've got Tom Spade over there who's on batter, and he's been here about 35 years. So these assignments don't come easily, I've found out.
Oh, now, do you have anything to do with cleaning up after the Clydesdales, being like the junior member? Or is that the guy behind you?
I haven't been on that detail since yesterday.
Since yesterday?
Kitty Pet Parade right here. Super Scooper.
You know what?
Well, you know what? To me, when we emcee the parade in the mornings on Saturday mornings, we always say that the pooper scoopers are heroes.
They are heroes, and actually, I am in charge of them this year for this year's Rodeo Week parade. So we've got some great kids out from the Shasta High Farm from the FFA, and they're going to be helping us out with those very specific duties, which are quite important, to say the least.
Well, you know, I tell you what, the things that the Asphalt Cowboys do, and we can't say enough about them. You get the Reading Rodeo Association guys in here. You know, another reason just to live here in Reading is, you know, just the kind of things that we've seen today and we see this whole week, you know, with the with the in starting with the robbery, you know, which is, by the way, those clues couldn't have been a little more broad, could they? I mean, you know, with an axe. I mean, let me think. Axner excavating. Oh, yeah. I mean, you used the word axe and hole. I mean, even I was on the first day going, let me think who that is. So.
And it still took till Wednesday for anybody to do it. That was my biggest regret about joining the Cowboys is I can no longer phone in any potential answers to
potential
the Lone Strangers, which
that,
I used to love to do every single year. So.
Okay. All right.
Cameron, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And again, everybody, come on down. The parking is pretty, you know, if you go around the block a few times, you're going to find somebody. They come and they go. They're on their way to work. And like I said, it's there's civility in the crowds this morning. Everybody's kind. You're going to find kind-hearted people with the smiles on their face. This is the best people watching event outside the rodeo that's going on.
I believe so. This is just a great time. We just hope everybody comes down and gets some great hotcakes up in them.
All right. And by the way, if you don't like the cutlery, you're given the plastic knives and forks. He's got on his green apron Cameron. And so you tell Cameron, I would rather have a different fork.
Yeah, we've got some very
do you
nice
hand out? Wait a minute. Who hands out the syrup? Is that you?
Oh, no. I haven't moved my way up that
okay,
high
you're
yet.
Cameron works at
Wells Fargo Advisors.
There you go, buddy. They're good
we
people
love
down
everybody
there.
There.
Yeah, the great people there, too. Okay, Cameron, thanks a lot. We
thank
sure appreciate you.
You
coming by here. Now get back there to handing out forks.
I'm on it.
Thanks, Cameron.
All right.
Hey, standing over there, and she's going to be on her way here, is Miss Redding Rodeo. What a gorgeous woman this year. Should we take a break and then come back?
No, we got a couple minutes for her.
All right.
And Miss Jordan Burns.
Jordan Burns. We're going to get you right up there. Well, we were really fortunate in the past, Jordan. I know it's hard with the cowboy hat. I know. That's why I just kind of forewent the.
No. I tell you what you do is just pull one of those off. Put one of the side, put off one of the, yeah, earmuffs there and just.
So you're in, I remember when we interviewed you, you're in Folsom.
I am.
Yes, and I was telling you, I know Folsom very well. My folks live in Granite Bay. I grew up in Sacramento. And that you're also involved with fashion. It's very evident to see that if you designed this jacket, you've worked on this jacket, you've got some flair, girl.
I did. Thank you. This jacket was actually made by Christy Q out of Utah, and I designed it with the butterfly on it and everything with a little bit of a Western flair.
That's what? Wonderful. So tell me what your what so far for you this year at Rodeo, what is the most memorable thing so far?
I think the most memorable thing would be the Special Kids Rodeo we put on. That was so much fun. We did that on Tuesday morning, and they just had a blast. And just getting to see them ride a horse and just be on the wagons and really enjoy themselves and get to experience it was pretty cool.
All right. So you're a tall girl in the saddle. I'm just going to ask you up front, how tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
And then you wear those 4-inch cowboy boots.
Exactly. Now, what I are know. Those, I'm standing
what,
tall.
What are those spurs for?
Oh, well, those are for when my horse is feeling a little lazy.
And I believe you said you have 4 horses.
Yes, we do.
And that...
Oh, 3, actually,
3.
Right now. Yep, it's hard to keep track sometimes.
Okay, and the one that you ride when you barrel race mm-hmm. is the one that is the older one.
Yes, Bailey.
Okay.
Yep.
So now, tell us tonight what we're going to expect at the rodeo.
Okay, well, we're going to start off with a grand entry, so all of... our flag girls and our sponsor flags and our visiting royalty are going to come in and wave at the crowd and, you know, get them all hyped up. And then we're going to start our first event, which is the bareback riding. So it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be real great. Lots of action, great food. So come on out.
Bareback riding.
Yes.
I tell you what, that is where these guys, they put on
brave.
They put the neck braces on. You know, and see, I remember when bareback riding wasn't like this.
Really?
I mean, they were not turning it loose the way they do now. It was a more controlled, you know, more controlled. They were sitting up higher, more upright, you know, at one time. And then they started turning it loose. They just lay back and they start spurring.
They do.
And by the way, these spurs that everybody talks about, they're round. They have no points on them. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that it does, it does not injure the horse at all.
No, just puts a little bit of pressure to, you know, I let them understand what you're doing. But, yes, it actually is a rule to have your spurs rounded.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I guess how did the bull riders do last night?
Great. They did really good.
Anybody ride?
You know, I'm not sure. They had me in the back actually getting ready to go back out. But we had 2 sections of bull riding, so it was a lot of bull riders last night.
Mutton busting.
Yes.
So when I really liked it. We've never done that before where we can interview, like, a family or the kid.
Maybe a first timer that's gone out there and gets maybe shooken up a little bit, and then they're like addicted to want to do it the next year or another rodeo. What do you typically see when the kids do the mutton busting?
For the mutton busting, they're pretty excited at first, and then afterwards they're a little shooken up after it, but every time they want to come back and do it again, and the kids are so excited. It's adorable. I love watching it.
And you get to take a picture with Miss Redding Rodeo.
Yes, they do.
And then you kind of like make them feel like, oh, you know, I'm brave and it's all good. And yeah,
exactly. And we get to give them a belt buckle and bandana, and they
love
it. Does
every kid get a belt buckle?
They do. Every participant.
Well, you know what? Here's, you know, the thing too is I watched I guess it was when we, you know, first mutton busting started. They would sit upright again on the sheep, and they'd come out. And some of them were lucky; most of them would get dumped in the first four jumps or three jumps. Sometimes they fell off as they came out. But now they're leaning over and they're lowering their center of gravity, and they're grabbing a hold of the sides of the
exactly
of the sheep. And I tell you what, there was that one kid last year that ran all the way across the arena sideways on that. He looked like Spider-Man on his side.
They're holding on for dear life.
Would you do that?
You know, now that I look at it, I wish I would have done it when I was younger. It looks a lot of fun.
I'd do it.
How old were you when you started to ride?
I started riding when I was 7. And I did, I showed horses, and then I kind of got into rodeo more through high school and high school rodeo involvement.
And where was high school rodeo for you?
It was in Lincoln, which is District 3.
Oh. Lincoln, love mm-hmm. Lincoln. Well, that's close to knowing you, Folsom. I mean, you're
exactly
in the same area.
Yeah, pretty close.
Stone's throw, and Lincoln really has developed and become like this huge place, but it used to be very, very ranchy.
Yes, it's developed quite a bit.
We're with Miss Redding Rodeo 2015, Jordan Burns. And thank you so much for being with us, Jordan. We got to take a break here, but I tell you, you are a great representative of Redding in this, and I hope that you go further. I know that you're going to be competing probably in a couple other rodeos here.
Yes, that's the goal, and we're actually going to travel to some other rodeos this summer, the Livermore Rodeo, Reno Rodeo, Folsom for sure, which is over 4th of July weekend.
That's
so
a wonderful rodeo. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Redding because it's still in the old grounds, right?
It is, yep.
And that's where I remember going probably when I was about 16, going to the Folsom Rodeo where they do fireworks.
They do.
It's
fun.
Old school, just like our Redding Rodeo here, which is expanding, and now, of course, the Champions Challenge on Saturday night. So we'll be there tonight. We'll be there tomorrow night. Thank you so much, Miss Redding Rodeo, Jordan Burns.
Thank you. See you all at the rodeo.
You're beautiful. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy. Or you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction. We cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
It's the 2015 Wrangler PRCA Pro Rodeo Champions Challenge presented by Justin Boots. Come join us for the 67th annual Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. The showdown starts with the Wrangler PRCA Million Dollar Silver Tour, followed by the Champions Challenge. You're not going to want to miss this year's specialty act, Cowboy Kenny's Steel Rodeo, a 7-time world champion motocross rider. So dust off those boots, pull on that hat, and grab your Redding Rodeo tickets at the Redding Rodeo box office or at reddingrodeo.com.
We're down here at Roaring Gulch. It's 8:19 in the morning here on, what is this, May the 13th? Is it something like that? Something like that day? No, I think that's right. We're down here. It's Rodeo Week. Why do we know? It's May 15th. That's what it is. May the 15th. I've lost 2 days someplace because it's Rodeo Week. I do that during Rodeo Week. Sometimes I'm just glad that I can find my hat on Rodeo Week. Hey, good morning. Hey, Linda, welcome back. Look, you know, beautiful day today. It is. And this portion of the show is brought to you by your friends from last night. Mighty Fine Foods.
Oh, that's out. You know, I had a chance to interview them last night on my show. And what I really love is it's a father-son business. The father is a butcher, 77 years old, that's been, since the 30s they've lived here. And they are down in Palisadro. All of their meat is done, is hand-cut every single morning. They really try to shop local. They have a wonderful wine and beer selection. But it was just really cool because, you know, we're all about supporting local, staying local. And, you know, their heart is totally into it. And coming up on Memorial Day, Carl, which I thought was really cool, it's like puts money where your mouth is, you know, kind of that what they're doing is they're showing their gratitude towards the veterans. And those people that have served our country by doing 10% off of everything in their store throughout Memorial Day weekend, not just on Memorial Day, but Memorial weekend. And that's excluding, of course, you know, probably tobacco and alcohol, but food. Stuff, yeah. And they have the best barbecue and the best beef and the best tri-tip going on Fridays. They say they have a huge following that come in on Friday and just like buy their, you know, the best meat prices in town. So that's Mighty Fine Foods.
It's located on the corner of 299 and Deschutes. It's got over 1,000 different types of drinks there. All right. Hey, we're here with Greg Cheeto. Greg, lean in here.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing, Greg?
I'm fine, Carl, Linda. Good to be here.
Is this Americana at its best?
This is Americana at its very best.
Let me see. For some reason, let's switch you out to that microphone, okay? Because this one I'm not hearing as well.
Okay. Here we are. Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better. Just get in there.
All right.
Okay. When you see you've got pancake breakfast, you got all the volunteers, you got people in town, everybody's smiling.
I mean, look at this. People are just having a great time. It's peaceful. I mean, this is incredible.
It's, we've watched, there's lines, but the line is, by the way, gone at this point.
Yeah.
So you can just walk in, get your breakfast, which, by the way, we're going to do right at 9 o'clock. People here, like I said, you know, from all stratas of society.
All stratas. Little kids to the elderly, people in wheelchairs, you name it, they're here.
Now, Greg.
Yes, sir.
You're running for office?
Again.
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 You're not giving up.
I won't give up. That's too important.
I like tenacity in somebody. And Linda has obviously, you two have become best friends over the last few years.
your wife is an amazing woman. I love her, man. She's my sister, you know that.
Yeah, that's right.
I love it.
I made her day for her that day. So what do you think is the best part of this week?
The best part of this week?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah. Lean into that microphone. It's so noisy here. I can just barely hear.
Today is the best part of the week.
Okay. The asphalt, the breakfast.
The breakfast.
Well, you know, I think you're right. What do you think about the rodeo, though?
Oh, I think the rodeo, you know, gives the city, you know, worldwide recognition. But, you know, as far as the city itself, I mean, look at these people. They're having a great time here. You know, the rodeo, great thing, sure. But, I mean, just to have the people here, I mean, you have to be here to understand what I'm talking about as far as the energy that's given off.
You know, and I agree here. You know, see, we've got two things that are special. I mean, rodeos are great, but they're everywhere. You know, I mean, you know, in a lot of places in the United States. But you have the Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast, and you have the Rodeo Parade tomorrow.
Right.
Which is another example.
That'll be another one.
Are you going to be in the parade tomorrow?
I don't know.
Well, sometimes you go through the parade, and you wave, and you're like...
They didn't invite me.
Oh, well, you have to enter, but I remember you driving, you know, being in the parade where you're waving and saying, you know, Cheeto for Congress.
I'll try to sneak in.
Okay.
Well, Greg, thanks a lot. We really appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you, Carlin. I love it. Love you guys and love this event, and we'll see you soon.
Congratulations.
Buddy.
And so quickly, what's next for you?
I'll be running and running and running.
I love that. You know, a man on a mission, your voice should always be heard.
Well, you know, this is, you know, running for Congress is a sacred responsibility, and there's so much involved, and I'm here for the people, and I'll continue to run and run and run because we need representation.
Well, you're amazing. And, you know, we're going to get you on the morning show when it's not so loud here. We're going to go more into your life and what moves you and why you run and all those things about who the man is and what the leadership and when we're voting, why do we select our leaders? So it'd be great to get deeper into that. But thank you for sitting at this microphone this morning here in this busy pancake breakfast.
Well, I just want to thank you, too, for all the work that you do in the community, because it really means a lot to me. So to see you guys around, I love it, and I love you, and you're really special to me.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Greg Cheeto, our candidate for Congress. Okay, hey, look, it's getting to be, what time is it? About 8:25 in the morning. Come on down right now. There are no lines. The people are, of course, they could serve 1,000 people every 15 minutes, it seems like. So come on down, though. Get your great breakfast here, pancake, sausage. Orange juice, milk.
I know. I'm getting hungry here. I can't wait to have their pancakes. And they're always good. You're never going to have a bad pancake breakfast. You would think with the thousands of pancakes that they serve. But, you know, they've got it down. They've just got it down. So, you know, I love you. You see people sitting on the curb. You see people, you know, they've got plenty of chairs and plenty of tables down here. But... you know, you look around and, you know, people want to, like, they're looking over there to see if they've got their friends. But even if they don't, you're sitting down at these long tables the Asphalt Cowboys have put up, I don't know, thousands of chairs here, hundreds of chairs. People bringing their dogs down there pushing strollers. This is so much fun.
I think they probably put 1,000 chairs out, at least, because I bet they could seat 1,000 people here easily every time. So the people can eat, and then while the rest of them are going through, I mean, it is so organized. It's, you know, you wish the government was this organized. So, hey, tonight, or this, I should say at noontime, you're heading off to Chicks and Chaps. What's that?
Well, Chicks and Chaps is it came in from Montana, the model for this event, which is women coming together to support, and men, but it's mostly gals come together out at the rodeo grounds, and the money goes towards the breast cancer here in Northern California. The reason they took the model, they tried it 4 years ago, so that we're going to our fourth year now because it's growing and growing, and they have like the silversmith out of Montana that's done a belt buckle, which by the way, on second year I bid, and the gal who's from Mary's Pizza Shack got the first belt buckle, and it's just been a blast. But, you know, we have a survivor that talks and tells her story. It's very moving. And then the John Browning, one of the stock contractors, and he'll take us back into the rodeo grounds in the back where we get to go through all of the individual, you know, the pens. We get to meet some of the bull riders, and they tell us their stories about what they're doing in the competition and what the competition means. And so it's really a fun event, Carl. And
well, you know, I think the thing too is that, you know,
and again, the money stays local, so it's for breast cancer awareness, and it goes here.
Yeah, it doesn't go to some national event. It goes to right here to help the ladies here.
Right.
You know, the other thing too, they have of course, then and tomorrow with the parade that starts at 10 a.m. which gets the which is another great, always over 100 entries in that parade. And you and I have been announcing that parade for what? This is our sixth year?
Well, as long as we've been broadcasting here, which has been the first year that we bought the station and we came out here, and you know, which is so funny because, you know, you've got the bigger stations that are hugely corporate owned and have the big fancy tents. So we come here and we just like, you know, we should have bales of hay out here. Just kind of like,
I think we should do this.
Come on, sit on them down and right. We're down hope. We support local. We stay local. We are local. We're a veteran owned business. And we love that. We know that the Gary went out and had the guys from the veteran home come out, Carl.
That's right. And they had the
hey, guess what we got here? You know, you've been hearing that, Pan. Good morning there. Good morning.
It's Dry Gulch Dan. Okay, you know what we're going to do? We have to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Dry Gulch Dan. All right? Okay. Is that okay, Dan? All right. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta Outlet. Highway 273.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm on top of the world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Hey, it is 8:32 in the morning here on May the 15th, Friday, right here in Roaring Gulch, where 10,000 people are getting pancakes here, and they're being served immediately. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold down on Cypress Avenue. In the Cypress Square Shopping Center across from the subway, discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. All of this, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. We're sitting here with...
with another beautiful, I would say, cow gal that's a first runner-up to Corning Junior Rodeo. And good morning, we love her name, Cody Bear. Good morning.
morning.
Yeah, get in there tight, Cody. It's loud out here.
So we're looking at you this morning. You're selling tickets. What are the tickets for?
There are tickets to the Corning Junior Rodeo, which is also a raffle ticket.
Okay, well, when is the Junior Rodeo?
The Junior Rodeo is on May 29th and May 30th.
And what will you be doing in the rodeo this year?
Well, since I'm running, I have to do an event, and I will be doing pole bending this year.
Pole bending. Now, that's where you ride your horse in between the poles.
Yeah.
And the fastest there. How many poles are there?
I believe there's six.
Six, and your horse is, it's kind of a precursor a little bit toward, like, barrel racing or something like that, or?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
You're 14.
Yeah.
Okay. Cody
Dad's
Bear.
Dad's over here.
Daddy's here. Cody Bear. I love that name. I want. Can I buy your name?
CodyBear.com.
I want to be Cody Bear.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that name.
I don't mean
to embarrass you about it because I've asked you like five times. But what a perfect name for a rodeo.
Named after a famous bull rider.
Right.
Cody Custer. He's also my bull. He's also my godfather.
Oh,
your
really?
Godfather. And we hear you're related to Max Bear.
Yep.
Oh, Max Bear, the
famous
boxer.
Prize fighter.
Yeah.
From the, and Max Bear, by the way, was not the person that was portrayed in that, you know, in that movie, the one with Russell Crowe or something like that. Cinderella Man. Max Bear was a nice guy. But they made him be some kind of a villain in that movie. Because you always need a villain.
Yeah.
But Max Bear was very well known, very well liked, and very well respected. So that's, okay. See, when they wrote down your name, they did it with the B-E-A-R. And I thought, oh, okay, I mean, you know, Native American and all this. So, okay, I got it now.
So, Cody Bear, tell us what your cowgirl experience is.
Well, you know, I've always been really involved in the rodeo industry. My dad was a bull rider, so.
So, Dad's over there as a bull rider,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Dad, looks so like, did you recover okay, Dad?
So far.
Did you ride anymore? You rope. Okay. So you grew up with, do you live on a ranch? I mean, tell us a little bit about your life and the day in the life of,
Cody Bear.
The junior rodeo queen.
Well, you know, living in Cottonwood is like a rodeo industry. So if you don't ride, you know, that's just kind of a thing that we have in Cottonwood, almost like a tradition. So I don't know. I just grew up growing up with horses. My mom, she's involved, you know, riding English and stuff, doing a lot of horse shows. And my dad's over here, you know, from the rodeo, Western riding and stuff. It's really fun, but, you know, you have the conflict between English and Western. I love doing both, though.
So you, well, a lot of people don't do both. You
no,
become
they usually,
one or, but
they usually
it's
take
great
one,
to be
one
multifaceted.
Discipline. Yeah. Well, you know what, Cody? It's really been great talking with you. And
thank
you are, you know what? You are a beautiful young woman with a fantastic name. And the and so right there, I'm voting for you. Okay? So good luck. And, you know, we.
And your pole bending competition.
And your pole bending, and that you become the queen there.
I hope so. I really do. This is my second year running again.
Okay.
I decided to come back. It's a good experience.
Yeah, it is. It's good.
Well, it gets you, interviews on the radio.
Yeah.
It helps you become more well-rounded in life. So thanks so much, Cody Bear.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, Rocky. Hey, thanks a lot, Cody. Rocky Slaughter walking by. Hey, Rocky, how you doing there? You know, I didn't realize you're cowboying up there, buddy. Look at that. Rocky is one of the, in case you all don't know Rocky is a mover and shaker, one of our young ones from the town. I just said you're one of our movers and shakers. Yeah. Okay. Hey, what do you think so far?
Well, I think it's really fun to watch everybody. Thanks so much. You know, I love the dad over there taking the video of Cody Bear. You know, he was a bull rider, and I, you know, you asked the question
he's walking too. I mean, he's walking. Not, he's
and,
not limping.
You know,
here.
I love the culture of the rodeo. I just love cowboys. You know, I grew up on I can say my dad was kind of like, he toughened me up. I grew up on a small mini ranch, but my dad, you know, my dad and mom, they made us work. We didn't, they were just kind of tough on us. We weren't able to, like, sleep in, and, you know, it was forbidden Nintendo and all that other stuff, but we were up at the crack of dawn, and my parents made me, you know, bale the hay and put out the oats.
Bale
and
the hay.
They made me bale the hay.
What's baling the hay?
Well, in other words, pitchfork and
slicing
up the hay and taking it out to serve up the horses or whatever you want to call it, to feed the horses.
Feed the horses, but you also cleaned out the pens, too.
Yeah, but it wasn't just like it was right there. I mean, I had to walk, and you had to walk in the snow, and it was like good for a kid. When you're little, everything's bigger. So
it's hard work.
It's hard work.
It is hard work.
It's honest work, and you know what? I can say that if I had to coach sheetrock today, I could sheetrock.
Awesome.
There you go.
So I'm glad that my dad made me do those things, even though I thought at the time he was torturing me.
Yes. We've been joined by Dry Gulch Dan. who is Dry Gulch Dan?
Dry Gulch Dan is a guy that used to come down here 35, 37 years ago when I first started with Napa Auto Parts, because they'd buy us tickets to come to the breakfast, you know. And the girls at the banks in those days all wore the really neat big dresses, you know, with the spaghetti straps and everything. And I said, you know, somebody needs to reward those girls. They come down here looking pretty, and nobody says they look good. So I said, by gosh, I'm going to be an old gold miner, come out of the hills, looking for dance hall girls. So that's what I do. You know, I beat on my gold pan. Whoopee, there's a dance hall girl. You want to go dancing? You know?
And the kids like to hit your pan, bang your pan.
Yes, I finally realized that there's no more girls in dance hall dresses.
I see girls in tight jeans looking cute.
Oh, they do. Yes,
you know, they come out here with their hair all done up, and yeah.
You know, the big problem with our society is that we don't have anything enough for the kids to do. So, you know, if we can start our kids and get them into things at an early age, hopefully, you know, they'll be good citizens later on. And the Asphalt Cowboys do such a great job down here making this a wonderful family event. Everything from 4-year-olds or 3-year-olds clear up to 83-year-olds. And every year I meet some neat old people that I see every year down here, and it's just thrilling, you know.
Well, you see people, you know, in the lines here that you see every year. And,
yes.
you know, they wave, we wave back. And,
yep.
But this is just, this is a continuous stream of pancakes and syrup going
it
past
is.
Us.
I know.
You know. At 9 o'clock, hon, we're going to run over there and
I'm
get
100.
In line.
I just met a lady over here a little while ago that's 87, and she's never been here before. And she said, I said this year I'm going to come. You know, I'm going to do it. So I was just so proud of her.
Now, can you spot her? Do you know where she is in the crowd? Because it'd be fun to hear. What did you think of your experience this morning after not coming all these years and now being here?
Right. She's way down there a ways, but she was just thrilled, you know. She's walking.
Fantastic.
It is. It's so
And you know,
neat.
It's great for you. You watch, there's a lot of kids here, like you said, little cowhands.
Yeah.
That are dressed in their cowboy boots and their hats, and they just want to come over and hit your pan.
Exactly.
There's something about, it's kind of like ringing the bell.
That's it. Well, and it's like you said, you got to learn to work at an early age, and what a neat thing for you, you know. And it's the same way with these kids. If I can instill in them maybe a chance to become a drummer or think about music later on, you know, anything like that is so enriching to their lives. So I just thank the Asphalt Cowboys, and I thank you guys for being here and promoting it. Just wonderful.
Well, you know what?
Well,
this
thanks.
Is we're the community radio station here, and we do. This is our community. We can't. Where else would we be on a day like this?
All
like,
right, we better let Dry Gulch Dan get out there and start hitting the pot.
I saw a couple of dance girls walking by here. Look like Dry Gulch Dan.
All right, let's. All right, ring that bell.
Thank you
hit
for what
pan.
You're doing.
Right.
Okay,
right,
hit the pan for us here.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey. Anyway.
Take care.
He keeps kicking.
Okay, Nate, are we on the air still?
We are.
Okay, because I don't have the headphones on. So, you know, and this is what we fly by the seat of our pants. We plug in. We try to, you know, is it going to work? Hopefully nobody's going to. Hi there.
How you doing?
Hey, Nate, get on there real fast and tell me. You've got the pancakes. This is your second year here, right?
Second time I've been lucky and privileged enough to attend the pancake breakfast here in the heart of downtown Reading. And yeah, got the sausage patty, the three pancakes, the just fantastic food, fantastic people. Been running around wrangling guests for y'all. And keeping this thing moving.
Yeah.
Still got another solid 20 minutes, I think, here on Free Fire Radio.
Yes,
this
I'm looking forward to the end of the program so I can eat these pancakes. I've been smelling it.
Well, why don't you go on over there like everybody else has and have some?
I've been smelling, you know, syrup, and it smells so good. Anyway, Nate, so what do you think about this time? Let's talk about what you're seeing, because you've been deep into the crowd today. What are you seeing?
Yeah, seeing it from all angles. I'm seeing a lot of friends and family. I mean, this is an event that epitomizes what this community and specifically the downtown area is all about, and it's just absolutely some fantastic stuff. And seeing all the hard work the Asphalt Cowboys put into this thing, and knowing the history of this event, and having the prospector on there a couple of minutes ago, that was fantastic. Talk about a little piece of nostalgia. But, man, no, I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude, to be honest. This is definitely something that's very special for me, and for this to be just a, you know, 3-block walk from my front doorstep and block and a half from our headquarters over there at KCNR, this is just fantastic.
It is. Why don't you go over those two guys over there? They're both dipping. It looks like they could be cowboys over here. See what the hat on? Two hats?
Because they're dipping.
Because they got dip, and they look like they've been riding in the rodeo. See if we can get a hold of them. See if they're some of the riders here. And if they are, let's see if we can get them. All right?
The boy in the Carhartt sweater right there, you think he's in the rodeo?
He looks like. If he's not, he should be.
Okay.
All right?
I'll go talk to him.
All right, Nate Alvarez, thanks a lot. We're going to take a quick break here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Does what no other windshield repair business can. That's right. It makes a guarantee. Better-known business, Jeff Wurst. From chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. That's right, over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. It's 8:44 in the morning on May the 15th down here at Roaring Gulch. We'll join us right after these messages.
Jim Gaffigan, live.
I've never eaten a hot dog and then afterwards been, what about anything?
Contagious Tour.
I was like, I'm going to die. I paid for that?
You've seen his comedy specials, Mr. Universe and Obsessed. Now see him live, July 21st, on stage at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
I was at this seafood restaurant, and this guy came over to our table.
You're not eating lobster. Is there a reason why you're not eating lobster?
I was like, I thought I'd order what I want.
A night of all new material.
Lobster tail. Is that the area near the butt?
That's what I want, a little turf and bug butt.
Jim Gaffigan in an all-ages show.
I'm looking around.
Do that notorious secret.
See what you ladies are buying.
Where's all the angels? Where's the open bar?
Reserve seats are on sale now. Available online at readingcivic.com, the box office, or by phone.
Me and my ladies undies.
Jim Gaffigan, July 21st, the Reading Civic Auditorium.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Your home. You serve your country with honor. Now it's time to strike out on a new path forward. You're a veteran. You set the standard for character, integrity, leadership. And you've gained valuable skills. Skills employers are looking for. At jobcenter.usa.gov, you can get access to personalized services and the support you need to find the perfect career. This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams saying, visit an American Job Center today and discover your next opportunity of a lifetime.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I can't hear the music, so I hope it's on. Good morning, everybody. Carl Lindebot down here at Roaring Gulch in our last segment, 8:48 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with just fantastic service. What can I say? They're absolutely fabulous. They're another veteran-owned business right here at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Hey, we're here with Dr. Doug McConnell. Doug, say hello. I know your wife just slapped you on the side of the head and said, She's getting in line.
They want pancakes.
They want pancakes.
Yeah, no, we're here and we're having a wonderful family
time. You've been here for 4 or 5 years, right?
Yeah, actually five, almost coming up six.
Coming up six years.
Yeah,
have you been coming here for 6 years to this?
Every year, 6 years. This is the greatest family event and just a community statement I've ever participated in.
Yeah.
I love it. This is what makes Reading.
Isn't this great?
The people, the spirit.
This
absolutely
is just super. I just love it here.
It gets right to the heartbeat of what keeps going on.
Well, Dr. Doug McConnell is a good friend of ours and is also just kind of semi-retired as being the head cardiac guy. So you're not retired or you are retired?
I operated last week. Yeah, I'm here to still work. But yeah. I also want to take some time off to see this beautiful state and get my RV and just enjoy what we live in.
Okay, I just started with the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers. I had my first meeting,
buddy.
Oh, my God. And you know what? You and I are going to do some fishing.
Oh. Okay, I've never done it, but that's all right. I'm sure you'll teach me.
I don't know either. You ought to show. You ought to be here, be there with me, and go through it all.
Good. All right.
All right.
That'll be fun.
Okay. Go find your wife, family. Oh, and you got your grandkids and your son and everybody.
We brought them all from Long Beach. They got to be the. I think you want to talk to that rodeo association guy there.
Don't yeah, I've got him here.
All right.
All right. Let's take care, amigo.
All right. Adios.
Yeah, we can have Todd on after him.
Okay. Okay. We'll come grab.
Hey, we're just talking out loud here, trying to get people on. We're here with Elwin Decker. Elwin, how long have you been a member of the Reading Rodeo Association?
Oh, I've been out here about 5 or 6 years.
5 or 6 years. So, what do you like about this? How'd you get into this?
Well, I've always, had kind of the background, the Western life and everything else, love rodeo style and, watch the sport and everything else.
Uh-huh.
It's a really good family event and everything to, come out and watch.
Have you ever rodeoed before?
It's been a while and I haven't really done that much, but, a few things a year's back.
A few things a year's back. Yeah, we all kind of like dabble in it.
Yeah.
Dabble, until all of a sudden you realize that knee is not supposed to bend that way.
Right. Yeah,
all right. So how many, Champions Challenge? I mean, that's a huge thing.
It is.
You've got the best cowboys in the world. We got the best cowboys and cowgirls in the world here Saturday night.
We do. We've got a good lineup. A lot of the pros in the top 10, I believe it is.
In the top 10 here? Now, what do you do? I mean, when you're there, are you working behind the chutes? Or?
I'm not over behind the chutes. I'm in the alley where we've got a lot of other things coming in and out of the arena. We take care of the livestock as they come out, make sure they get back to their pens all nice and safe.
Okay. Yeah. Elwin, I heard somebody got nailed. One of the cowboys got nailed on Wednesday. Is that true?
There was a bull rider that took a pretty good dump, and he ended up going off to the hospital. So we pray for him. We help him pray.
Was he hurt pretty bad?
Realistically, I don't have any information.
I had heard it was one of you all that was getting up on the side of the chute and the bull helped him.
I heard something about that too, but I'm not.
It's another rodeo.
I heard that they helped him off. He was stepping gingerly off there, you might say.
Yeah, I kind of heard about that myself, but I didn't get a lot of information. So,
okay.
Sorry about that.
Well, you know what you do is next, look around and see who's limping, and we'll know who that is.
Well, that's about half of us.
Hey, thank you so much for what you do, Elwin.
Hey, you're entirely welcome. So, I just invite everybody to come on down and enjoy the rodeo tonight.
Oh, we'll be there tonight tomorrow night.
There you go.
John, with bells on.
John Grounding said that he's going to get us down into the chute so we can take a look and meet the people.
Well, I don't know if we'll be touching the bull's butt, but we'll be close.
I don't know if we touch him. We won't be slapping the bull's butt, though.
No.
That's right.
Okay,
we'll let you do that.
Okay. We'll send the adventure my way.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you so much for what you do.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You bet. Okay.
We've got a few minutes left here before we're off the air. It's 8:52 in the morning here at KCNR 1460. If you're just tuning in, you're driving around. Yes, we are down in, is it called Glitter Gulch? No, excuse me. Glitter Gulch is Vegas. But we are down in
Roaring Gulch.
But there's a lot of Glitter Gulch going on down here, folks. There's a lot of rhinestones on the belts. There's a lot of jeans with some, we call them, some people call them the Buckle Bunnies.
What's a Buckle Bunny?
Buckle Bunny are the sexy girls that go to the rodeo with the, they're all hot, they're cute. So we got them all ages here. A lot of Buckle Bunnies going through the, going through the pancake breakfast this morning.
Hey, speaking of hot, here's Captain Todd Gard.
Good morning.
California Highway Patrol heads up the Redding section here.
Have you told your listeners about your one of your new duties outside of your radio personality?
I may have mentioned that maybe once or twice.
Outstanding. Yeah. Outstanding. It's an honor to be in the presence of California Highway Patrol Citizens Advisory Board member. So I have to be on my best behavior around you.
That's right, because I was there with the commissioner the other day, and Joe and I were sitting down. He says, "How's it going up there?" I said, "Well, so far so good, but I'm keeping my eyes on that this captain up there." He said, "Just let him know." Gave me a cell phone number. Said, "Let me know."
That explains the evaluation I just got. So thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Well, you know what? I've got an after action report. I just finished it. I'm going to send it to you and to the chief. I'll let you all look at it first, and before it goes out any further, in case you want me to make any changes.
That would be great. You're already talking our language for the after action report. So have you made the rodeo yet?
No, we're going tonight. How about you?
I went to the rodeo last night.
How'd you like it?
It was very enjoyable. The weather this year was tolerable, just like it is this morning. Beautiful, in fact. And we had our explorers out there, as well as Redding Police Department's explorers. Sheriff Pasinko was making his rounds, and it was a good time. Really enjoyed the Kenny Bartram. What is the steel
steel rodeo? I haven't seen that yet. Is that motorcycles
freestyle,
or something?
Freestyle motorcycles. Yes, same thing our motor officers do on a daily basis: backflips and that type of thing.
Seeing people drive through on bicycles, I saw you kind of take a look at them. I thought, is he getting the cuffs out?
I was contemplating it.
Hey, you know, you've come back here. You haven't, but you were in different areas, and you kind of came back home here, right?
Yep. Yep, I left here in 1987. Gary Hayward and I I've spoke on the show before about we joined the Air Force together. And
Gary Hayward, for those who don't know, is the general manager out there at the casino and the resort Wind River.
So we after I served in the Air Force, I came back and I was in the hiring process for the California Highway Patrol, and then left and always wanted to come back home, and I've had to leave a few times throughout my career as I've promoted, but love being here, love the community, and this is especially this event here is something that my wife, when we were in different parts of the state and country, always missed it when we weren't home, and absolutely insists that we attend when we are home. So.
Well, I tell you what, your wife is a saint.
Being that she's
married to you,
being that she's got eye contact with me right now, I agree with everything you're saying.
You know what? It's a you know what? Not only the rodeo, but the parade. I know you've got y'all usually have a car in the parade. Are you riding in that car, or is it somebody else?
No, I try to put somebody else in there in case. I'm back in the shadows.
Oh, okay, I see.
Just watching.
Okay, I'm with Captain Todd Garr. He heads up the Redding Division of the California Highway Patrol. We really appreciate what you do, Todd.
All right, hey, thank you, Colonel. I appreciate it.
Well, but I tell you what, it's all of our law enforcement officers out there. You know, it's through a tough time right now in our country, as far as I'm concerned. That people need to take a step back and look at that thin blue line and about what you all do. And there's always some incidents, but they ought to take a good look at what really happens out there.
Well, this is the time of year we have a lot of Peace Officers Memorial. I attended one in Tehama County this week, Shasta County's yesterday.
Right.
And it's a somber time of year for us, given the staggering losses that we're having these days. But it's also nice to see the public come out, the community come out and support our efforts. And down in Tehama County, it can be a dangerous job, but it doesn't need to be a thankless job, and we appreciate that.
You know, that's a good point. It's a dangerous job. It doesn't have to be a thankless job. A lot like veterans that go to war.
Absolutely.
And it's the same thing. And when I was down in Sacramento for the meeting for the civilian or Citizens Advisory Board, I was there for the memorial for the California Highway Patrol and all the ones that have fallen there, too. Anyway. Captain Todd Garr, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, everybody, enjoy the rodeo. Drive safe, and designated driver, please.
Designated driver. Okay. Thanks a lot, Todd.
All right, thank you.
You know what? We're here down here in the last couple of minutes here on you know what? We're all friends down here. Thanks a lot.
And Lou and Kathleen White are here,
Kathleen,
and of course
White.
We have Bonnie Sharp. I mean, people. Oh, the Goins! Hi, Rick and Lori.
My goodness, they're out. They finally got out. Okay. They had whatever they got. I hope they have. I hope they're over it right now. Randall Hemplin, Randall's the dinner.
We got about three minutes.
Well, we got about 2 minutes.
Good morning.
So give us the last one. How you liking this, buddy?
Oh, this is wonderful.
Now here's Randall Hemplin, who is another man who has been transplanted. You and your wife transplanted up here to Redding, and you can't get you out of here with a shotgun.
No, we're staying.
And see, this is what is so great about it. People say, why would you stay? Why would you stay in Redding? Because you could live anywhere. This is why we stay in Redding.
Yeah, this is why I came.
This is it. Yeah,
Yeah, well, you need to remind everybody that they're only a quarter mile after eating all these pancakes, just one quarter mile from the top cardiovascular hospital in North State.
There you go. Now, but one of the top 50 in the nation.
That's right.
Not only that, but two of our schools are in the top 1,000 schools in the nation. UPREP and Shasta High School.
Yeah,
two of the top in the nation.
Yeah, people here put their mind to it, they can be top of anything.
You know what? I think you're absolutely right. Randall Hemplin, thank you so much for being
here.
You're
welcome. Thank you, guys.
You're the best.
Okay. Hey,
we've had a fabulous time this morning. Good morning. We've got our friends from the doggy park and all over. Good morning.
Okay. We don't have much time left here, and we are but tomorrow we are going to be announcing the parade along with Linda and I, along with Nate Alvarea and Molly Kidd and Dr. Maria Salas, all of us from KCNR 1460, you're going to be out on the street. Nate.
We'll be all over the route. KCNR will be well represented in the 2015 Rodeo Parade. Downtown Redding, you got to love it.
Hey, how much time we have left here?
10 seconds.
Okay, I guess we better get out of here. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Come visit us tomorrow at the parade.
And news, I'm Rich Thomason in Wallace.
The news was brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we have a full range of services, from our emergency department to our award-winning cardiovascular services. With our board-certified physicians, experienced staff, and advanced technology, we're proud to be one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. When faced with an emergency, quick, compassionate care is what matters most. Shasta.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Friday, join 10,000 of our closest friends and Linda and I at Roaring Gulch for the Pancake Breakfast put on by the Asphalt Cowboys. We're going to talk to everybody who's anybody in this town as they wander through the breakfast line. All this Friday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day.